Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode. Today, I thought it would be fun to share 15 different kitchen tools that can really elevate your home cooking from meh to this is amazing. Because I think right now we're all sort of struggling with the fact that eating out is just insanely expensive. And it's also much healthier, obviously, to cook for yourself. And I think that there are a lot of tools out there that like pretend or market themselves in a way that which they can like really, you know, take your cooking to the next level or like simplify this or like shave like 3 minutes off your prep or like whatever, where like, you know, all those like really gimmicky tools, like a corn cob stripper or like an avocado peeler, right? Like little things like that. But after working professionally with food for close to 10 years now, I've sort of whittled down my favorites and what really takes your cooking to the next level. I'm also sort of a minimalist in the sense that like I don't believe in these gimmicky tools. Like I don't have like a dedicated banana slicer or like a dedicated apple slicer, right? Like I just use a really good quality knife. So I'm probably not the best person. Part-time, I do teach cooking classes and, you know, it's always good to kind of like promote products and whatever, whatever. And I have a hard time doing that because I'm not, the backstory is like the cooking school that I work at, they also have a storefront attached to it. And typically like any products that we use in class, we're really supposed to like heavily promote. And a lot of these products are products that I have at home and recommend. But a lot of times people will ask, you know, oh, well, do I recommend, you know, X, Y, or Z? And a lot of times the answer is no. And just a simple list of tools that every home cook should have to, again, take your home cooking to the next level. So you're listening to episode 126 of the Raw and the Cooked. I'm your host, Dara Boxer, and today I am sharing a list of 15 kitchen tools that will take your home cooking to the next level. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Raw and the Cooked, a weekly podcast that provides simple routines around the home, plus raw and honest book reviews. My name is Dara. I'm a Midwestern stay-at-home mom to three young kids, and I thrive on simplicity. Okay, so as always, I'm going to put the list of my 15 tools in the show notes. So if you're driving or washing dishes or not able to look at your phone, you can always refer back to that later in the show notes. So I'm going to start in no particular order, but it is my lemon juicer. Also works with limes, oranges, any citrus really, but a lemon juicer is fantastic. I am a huge believer in a little squirt of acid can take your salads, your vegetables, soups, really just like elevate it to just, you know, from like, this is good to like, wow, this is really good. And the best way to do that is to use a lemon juicer. The next item I recommend is a microplane grater. These are fantastic. A lot of recipes can call for finely grated ginger, garlic, or citrus zest, and a micrograin plater can handle and take care of all of that. I definitely recommend it. It's not something I use every day, but when I do need lemon zest or need to like grate up some ginger for a curry, it's an awesome tool to have on hand. I always recommend number three, good quality wooden spoons. And I know this sounds really particular, but I am a big believer in like different shapes and different types of wooden spoons. I can't really describe it without like showing a video of it, but I do believe that you should have a couple of different wooden spoons. They're just good to have around. Number four, garlic press. So this is like my one gimmicky cheat sheet tool that I feel very strongly about. I don't believe in buying minced garlic in the jar, but I also don't like to mince up my own fresh garlic. I'm a huge believer in buying fresh garlic and having it on hand, but I feel like a garlic press is an excellent tool just to like get the job done pretty easy. And I've gone through phases where I've like had one of those like silicone garlic rollers. It like kind of looks like a cannoli. You stick a piece of garlic with the skin on inside. You kind of like push it down a little bit and then roll it across the countertop, and then your garlic comes out unpeeled. I have mixed feelings about those. I feel like you can just probably peel your own garlic effectively. Like, it's not that difficult to do. So I'm going to lean towards the side of, like, you don't need a garlic peel tool, but a garlic press is awesome. I really enjoy having one, and getting a good quality one does make a huge difference. The one I personally love, it's the OXO brand. I've had the same one probably for going on 8 years now, and I've had no problems with it as long as you wash it and take care of it when you're done. Number five, good quality kitchen shears. This makes a huge difference. I think every kitchen should have two pairs of scissors. Number one, the scissors that you keep in a junk drawer for like opening packages or opening whatever, mail, like whatever. Just like, it's always good to have kitchen scissors in your junk drawer. But I also believe that you should have a separate pair of scissors for like any food related items, especially for like trimming chicken fat, cutting up little pieces of chicken. It's just good to have like a good heavy duty set of kitchen shears. Like, it makes a huge, huge difference. Number six is a bench scraper, and they come in all different types. The one I have is actually stainless steel. You could buy plastic ones, you could buy whatever. I think a bench scraper is fantastic. It really can help you like scoop up a big pile of chopped vegetables. It can clear a pile of flour that you have left on the calendar. It's good for leveling out flour. There are so many different tools or uses for a bench scraper tool that I couldn't have this list without a bench scraper. It's just like in my like top 15, obviously. Okay, so number seven is a handheld mandolin. And this can be kind of hit or miss depending on how you cook and what you do with your vegetables. But there are some recipes and there are some times where having a mandolin to like really evenly slice and very thinly slice, let's say radishes or fennel or zucchini or cucumbers, it's really nice to have like that very thin, very uniform cut. They have mandolins in all different shapes and sizes. Some of them are enormous and I think would make like very awkward for storing or washing or cleaning. The one I have is again from OXO, and it is just a pretty tiny handheld one, but it gets the job done and it's fantastic and I love it and I've had it for years. Number eight is a potato masher. And this seems kind of obvious, but again, like a good quality one will take you pretty far. I have gotten into the debate whether you should get a potato ricer versus a potato masher. And I keep coming back to the masher. I've owned a potato ricer in the past, and what I don't like about it is that it's very difficult to clean and it can be very difficult to like effectively rice your potatoes. And yes, like the end result is fantastic and like highly recommended and whatever. And so like the only way to get those like super smooth, creamy mashed potatoes is through a ricer. But I just don't, I almost don't find it worth it or enjoyable. I usually reserve my potato ricer for like special holidays because it's that annoying to clean. And every time I bust it out for a holiday, I'm just like, oh, I can't do this anymore. So I actually got rid of mine a couple of Thanksgivings ago after just like a complete meltdown with it. So I am just back to like slightly lumpy mashed potatoes. But again, it doesn't have to be if you just work at it a little bit more or incorporate like a little bit more butter and cream in there. I also use my potato masher to make homemade guacamole and it does the job. I love my potato masher. And again, I think I have an OXO potato masher. Like most of my kitchen tools are OXO, which is one of my favorite kitchen brands. So just for the record, it is worth the extra couple of dollars that you'll spend compared to like a cheapo brand. And I can tell you like all of these items that I've listed so far, most of mine are OXO brand, including the one I'm going to say next is number nine, a Y-shaped vegetable peeler. There have been studies done. I don't know why or who's funding these studies, but just like a traditional peeler, like the straight peeler that your grandmother probably had versus a Y-shaped vegetable peeler. And so like ergonomically, it's easier for your wrist and your hand, especially if you're peeling like more than two carrots, to have a Y-shaped vegetable peeler. And again, I've had the same OXO vegetable peeler for many, many years. It has held up. It does the test of time. Okay, so number 10, and this is somewhat new to my kitchen in the last couple of years, are the Noro Pro, that's the brand, silicone mixing bowls. I use them specifically for baking. And what I like about them is that you can pinch them. And so when you're mixing something in your mixer, you can kind of pinch and it like changes the shape of the bowl and it's easier for you to pour without spilling. Prior to that, I would, you know, just mix my flour, baking soda, salt, whatever I'm making, or the wet ingredients in like a glass or a ceramic bowl. And then it's just hard to get it out when you need to pour it into another bowl. So the fact that you can kind of like easily lift and scoop and pour, it makes the process like a lot more fluid and a little bit more enjoyable. So I strongly recommend silicone mixing bowls for baking. Tag teaming off of that for number 11 is a kitchen scale, especially if you're making homemade breads. I love my kitchen scale. I use it more often than I thought I would when I initially bought it, and I don't know how I would survive without it now. So number 12 is a silicone ice cube mold. This seems kind of silly, but I use mine often. I have a bunch of different shapes and sizes, and mainly what I freeze are herbs that maybe I'll mix with olive oil. Like if, you know, the summer batch was just too much. I always buy tomato paste in cans because it's a little bit cheaper that way. I like to freeze them. So I'll pop them in an ice cube mold, freeze them, and then a day or two later, I'll put them in a Ziploc bag. And that way, it's like a perfect tablespoon size, serving size of tomato paste. It just makes your can last a lot longer. And that way, you're not putting like a can that was like already opened and like wrapped with like saran wrap in your fridge. It just like looks kind of weird and whatever. So I mainly use it for tomato paste, but also I have larger size ones, specifically for soups, or for chicken stock. A lot of times I'll make a huge pot of chicken stock and then I will freeze it and portion it out. That way when I'm making, let's say a pan sauce and I just need like a little bit, or a couple of tablespoons. I have ice cube molds in the freezer that sometimes I'll move over to the fridge and like let thaw out in a mason jar. So I always kind of have like a cup or two of broth on hand. But also if I'm making like a soup and I need several cups, I can just grab that portion from the freezer that I had already frozen from a silicone mold. Okay. And then number 13, an immersion blender. These are amazing. I use mine very, very, very regularly. It's so much easier if you're making a pureed soup, homemade mayonnaise. The list goes on and on. I love my immersion blender. It has just saved me so many times. I used to do a lot of different pureed soups, and the process of pouring something that is hot off the stove into a blender is just mind-blowingly crazy. And an immersion blender is like less than $30. I use the KitchenAid one. I think at the time it was like maybe $25, and it is one of those tools that I just keep coming back to. I do still use my blender for smoothies or almond milk or what, I don't know, whatever. But to be honest, I probably use my immersion blender a lot more. So, and it's a lot easier to store. It's just like two pieces and a plug. Okay. Number 14, and this is kind of silly, but nested prep bowls in just various shapes and sizes. Sometimes having ingredients properly measured and cut and ready to go, just to have them like put in like little bowls, I think can really make a big difference, especially if you're doing something on the stovetop that moves kind of fast. It's really nice just to have everything like prepped and ready to go. I think I've talked about this on a few different episodes. It's called mise en place, which is the French term for everything in place, which is where you have already cut and prepped and weighed and measured all of the different ingredients you're using for a dish. That way you can kind of grab and go as you're working and you're not like, oh shoot, I needed like an extra, like a half a cup of blah, blah, blah. And then you're like running to get it. So to kind of like do that, you're going to need a lot of bowls depending on what you're making. So I definitely recommend in like a set of nested prep bowls. And then number 15, and this is the most expensive item on this list, it is a Dutch oven. And no, you don't have to spend hundreds of dollars on a Le Creuset. I mean, you can if you want, because I am a huge Le Creuset person. It's embarrassing how many I have, but I use them all the time. I don't think a single day that goes by that I don't cook something in one of my pots. I have round and oval and all different shapes and sizes, and I love them. Like I have the baking dish. Like I can't say enough good things. They are so easy to clean. They can go from stove to oven. Lodge is also a very good company, and it's very affordable. When my cousin started learning how to bake bread, she did not have a Dutch oven, and she was very pleasantly surprised that she could get a pretty decent size one for about $30-something. I think they sell everything, but you can get Lodge on Amazon and it is totally worth it. And a Dutch oven just is fantastic for soups and for braised whatever, breads, the list goes on and on. It's pretty hard to do a lot of different things without having a Dutch oven. I can't say enough good things about them. But especially my particular ones, I just like have like a really unfortunate just attachment to them. If something ever happened to them, I would probably like cry. I love them that much. So there you go. Those are just 15 tools that I think can really take your home cooking and elevate it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today, and I'll catch you back here next week.